All right, everybody, welcome to the Barca Blaugranas podcast. My name is Josh. I don't even know where to what to say. I just got done watching the Spain Japan match and the Germany Costa Rica match. One of the most incredible, and you know, we thought, I guess yesterday, what was it? When Mexico was trying to outscore Saudi Arabia to advance over Poland, I thought that was the craziest 30 minutes of football scenarios that I'd ever seen. I was unprepared for Group E, as it turns out, with some of the most chaotic scenarios that would have been possible in a tournament like this. There was a time, and it was around the 70th minutes of the Costa Rica Germany match, where Costa Rica took the lead, and with Spain losing to Japan at that point, Spain and Germany both would have gone out, which Costa Rica advancing over Spain with a -5 goal differential from that 7-0 destroying that they took from Spain would have been one of the most incredible things in football history. That didn't happen. Germany went on to score a few more, but Germany and Spain finished level on points. And then, of course, the goal differential being so dramatic because of that Spain win over Germany puts Spain through. We're going to talk about Spain in a second. Germany are going to be very disappointed with themselves, obviously. Like, they get this win, but they should have... Obviously, the Japan loss isn't that bad, right? Japan just beat Spain. Japan is clearly very good. Germany had a lot of missed chances against Spain, it felt like, and that cost them, clearly. I'm not breaking any news by saying that. The big surprise from this is obviously Japan. I did not foresee Japan doing what they did to teams like Spain and Germany. Today, specifically, I think has a lot to do with Spain. Japan, their setup in the second half was particularly impressive. Like the defensive setup they had, the shape that they were forming against Spain was particularly impressive, especially after the second goal in the 51st minute to give Japan the lead. Spain still have the same problems that they have had for the last few years, and it's pretty terrible. They had 83% of the possession, which might be a record for this World Cup, might be the highest we've seen at this current World Cup, I'm not sure. And they just couldn't do anything with it. They only had 5 shots on target despite that amount of possession, only 12 total shots. You look at that in comparison to Germany's match against Costa Rica. Germany only had 68% of the possession, but they mustered 32 shots, 11 shots on target. Spain just could not break down the Japanese back line and even really the midfield. That was the thing that surprised me the most, is like Spain's midfield did nothing. And that's something that I thought was a strength of theirs. Turns out was not the case. In Germany's match against Japan that they lost, Germany had 26 shots on target, about double what Spain had today, 9 shots on target, or 26 total shots, 9 shots on target, and their loss to Japan. Spain's offense is a big problem. I made the false assumption of thinking that was solved after their 7-0 beating of Costa Rica, but as we saw today, Costa Rica clearly love giving up goals. And Spain they have a very, very, very concerning match against, I guess they get Morocco, which is still, yeah, that's concerning. Like, Morocco are clearly good. Croatia will face Japan. Morocco will face Spain. I mean, that was just unbelievable. Hats off to Japan. They blew my expectations away. I did not think they were going to win today. Obviously didn't think they were going to beat Germany, and they have to be taken seriously. Clearly, like, their match against Croatia is now fascinating, like, in so many ways, in terms of how they're going to set up against the Croatian midfield that, again, you would think is an advantage, but based off of how we saw Spain play today, you're not feeling confident if you're a Spain fan. In the earlier matches of the day, Morocco beat Canada 2-1 to come out on top of the group. The real just ugh game was Belgium and Croatia. Let me look, pull up the stats here. Belgium versus Croatia, expected goals. Let's see, how many expected goals did Belgium have today? I want to say it was like 4. Where is the expected goals? Come on. This is just great podcasting here. I literally had this pulled up earlier and I cannot find it for the life of me now. I don't even know where to start from the Belgian perspective. Clearly a disappointment. They have the talent, but my goodness, the effectiveness of this team over the last few years has just been pathetic. They finished 3rd at the World Cup 4 years ago, and they should have won today. Lukaku had multiple chances, I think like 4, to put themselves ahead and go through. And just Lukaku just could not. I don't know. I don't know if it's like his, you know, he's rusty after the injuries, but that's just not the Lukaku you watch at Inter. That was the Lukaku that, like, I mean, that was worse than the Lukaku you saw at Chelsea or Manchester United. I don't know. I have a lot of thoughts, or a lot of kind of thoughts swirling in my head about Belgium. I was disappointed in De Bruyne, disappointed in the way that they continually went to Eden Hazard, even though he's clearly just completely washed up. Roberto Martinez did a horrible job of preparing them for this World Cup and kind of the tactics that he was thinking about putting out there. And obviously he's not the manager anymore, so I'm not going to pile on him, but brutal showing from Belgium at this World Cup. Now you have Belgium, Germany, Denmark, Mexico all out. It's just crazy. This World Cup group stage has been absolute madness. Thrilling as a neutral. Well, I guess I'm not a neutral. I'm hoping the United States win. Or at least not win the World Cup, because that would be, you know, a little ridiculous. But I'm not a neutral. But just for most of the other matches I am, and it's been just complete madness. Tomorrow, hopefully, or I shouldn't say hopefully, because I would love it to be insane. Probably not going to be as crazy. So we have the conclusions of groups G and H. In groups G, Brazil's already booked their ticket. Switzerland are sitting on 3 points. Then Cameroon and Serbia are both on 1 point. The goal differential for 2 through 3 is all pretty close. Match to watch is Serbia and Switzerland. I mean, it's pretty simple, right? Serbia can get in if they beat Switzerland. So that's the match to watch. You would expect even a backup featured Brazil can score goals on Cameroon, that had a great time giving up goals to Serbia after sending home Andre Onana like unbelievably, which just incredible tactics from Cameroon there. And then in group H, Portugal are through, Ghana are on 3 points. Uruguay versus Ghana, match to watch. Incredible history there between those two teams, and Uruguay need a win. Ghana just need a draw and they're fine. Ghana have a superior goal differential to South Korea. They would need South Korea to beat Portugal for a draw to not put them through. Right now, I guess we already have the weekend mapped up. We're just looking to fill in Monday and Tuesday's knockout stage games. This World Cup has just been the on-the-field football product. After the first match days, were a little like nobody knew what they were doing, you know? England are beating Iran 6-2. Spain are beating Costa Rica 7-0. We thought the Japan win was an anomaly. Apparently not. Saudi Arabia beating Argentina. There were a lot of crazy results in the first match day, just because these teams hadn't played together very much. But as things have shaped out in the match days 2s and 3s, this has become like a very tactically interesting World Cup. And it's been a thrill to watch, and just an absolute privilege to watch. So, everyone, enjoy the matches tomorrow, and I will check back in then. Thanks.